The White House has made clemency a big priority, but since it's President Obama's last year in office, the pressure is on to review thousands of applications from federal prisoners who want early release. NPR's Carrie Johnson sat down with the man now in charge of that effort in his first broadcast interview.
Robert Zosmer has spent the last 25 years as a federal prosecutor in Philadelphia, where he locked up criminals and defended their convictions. Zosmer's now in charge of recommending which prisoners deserve mercy as the new head of the Justice Department Pardon Office.
It's very important to me, and I think to the Justice Department and certainly to the president, to fix sentences that were imposed in the 1990s and the early 2000s, particularly involving low-level nonviolent drug offenders.
His predecessor, Deborah Leff, resigned last month in part over a clash about resources. Only 12 lawyers to review more than 9,000 petitions from prisoners. Justice Department leaders say they plan to double the number of lawyers to help Zosmer.
We have a lot to do, but we have an excellent staff there, and I'm going to give it everything I have.
I asked how he's going to usher a huge volume of applications through the bureaucracy at Justice.
If it's on my table, it's not going to be left on the table. We're going to make sure that we get through those that are given to us by whatever deadlines get set in order to get them to the White House.
Advocates who push for leniency for drug offenders say they hope he can set aside his prosecutor hat and speak up for worthy inmates. Julie Stewart leads the group Families Against Mandatory Minimums.
Obviously, you know, the Justice Department has a say in it and should, but I really hope that the new pardon attorney will have the strength and respect of the White House to be able to have dialogue with them.
For his part, Zosmer says he's been involved with 6 cases where President Obama has shortened the sentences of federal inmates. So far, the White House has granted clemency to fewer than 300 prisoners, a fraction of what advocates expected after the administration launched a special program for nonviolent drug criminals 2 years ago. Law professor Mark Osler says if the pace doesn't pick up soon, authorities should consider some kind of bulk pardon or commutation.
After World War I, after World War II, after the Korean War, and what President Ford did after the Vietnam War was categorically address people who had been oversentenced. That is a part of our history, and the same thing should be done after this war, the war on drugs.
Sentencing experts say about 4,800 people are still in prison serving lengthy terms for violating the old crack cocaine laws. Those people would serve far less time if they committed the same crimes today. But Zosmer, the new pardon attorney, cast doubt on the idea of a sweeping action to cover them all. He says applications need to be reviewed case by case to keep public safety in mind. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.